What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Taker Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Taker.
Yeah, phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You've all heard the term before, better luck on the third time. Third time's a charm. I think that's the way it goes. Third time's a charm. Did you notice that with this, what's going on right now with these riots? They're very orchestrated. I'm glad you brought that up yesterday, Keith, with the shirts, the masks. I can't breathe. Yeah, how organized is that? And I even showed my wife that, and she said, "Oh wow, you're right." So this is scripted. This is all very well organized. It's impossible to actually have the same shirts, the exact same shirts across the country. So we know this thing has been manufactured, the crisis. Media is telling us that we are a nation divided. I disagree. I think we have a lot of disturbed individuals. We have Antifa out there and people who decided this is a great opportunity to profit personally through theft or looting or whatever. And it's not about George Floyd anymore. It stopped being about George Floyd the day he died. The only people who really should have been out there protesting would be people in Minnesota, because it happened right there. And they should have gone to the city hall there. They should have gone to the police departments and make their case. And I am all for protests. We have a problem across the country. I think we do. It's not just excluded. Isolated to Minnesota itself, but I think we have a lot of bad rogue cops out there, 15 to 20%, I would estimate, bad apples, some of them coming from Iraq and Afghanistan, who can't seem to turn the switch off, the kill switch off. And so, yeah, they're going to be a problem. I theorized that long ago. That was going to be an issue with the returning vets going into law enforcement. We'd have this problem. But like I said, third time's a charm. Did you notice that they're pushing again? And this goes along with the Black Lives Matter. You're supposed to say that. You can't say all lives matter, because that's racist. And I'm not sure why it is racist, but they're pushing this agenda that you cannot say all lives matter, because it's Black Lives Matter and all lives matter. All. And the politicians aren't really saying that either, because I'm not sure. It's just not very popular, I guess. They're pandering, and they're not willing to say all lives matter, because somebody has decided if you say that, that's a racist comment. And of course, racism or white supremacist, you can't say those things. You must say Black Lives Matter. Nothing else matters but Black Lives Matter. But I'm going to say it right here now. All lives matter.
Yep.
So, but the third rollout of the reparations for slavery, third time's a charm. Now, that's just odd that this is the timing that is right now, with riots and what's going on in major black cities here, that somebody says, hey, this is a good opportunity. This is the perfect time to roll out this slavery reparations right now, the reparations for slavery. It's a good time to roll it out right now. It's almost like a little blackmail going on to say, if you give us what we want, well, then we'll stop. We'll stop burning down. We'll stop looting. This is almost like what's happening now. They've decided that if we do this, we comply and give them reparations, then maybe they'll save the rest of the cities. They'll stop burning things down. That's what it is. It's a third time.
That was because it was commerce related, Steve. Anyway, I'll tell you what. You have four calls here. You might want to pick up Cam first. Oh, okay.
Sure. Let's do it. And let me look at my thing here. Let's go to the calls.
Yeah, Cam in Australia, down under. Cam, what's on your mind, bro?
Go for it.
Hello, just making some quick comments because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But you mentioned these vaccinations down in Australia, and our fake Christian Prime Minister Morrison threatened to remove child payments to parents in 2016. And ban them from the schools with his no jab, no play motto. And in the COVID era, he tried to force the rugby players in COVID times to get a vaccination, and boast of his track record with the kids before he became Prime Minister. I call him a fake Christian because he's part of the Hillsong Church cult that love money more than they love God. And, I fear that with the Bill Gates 666 vaccine, he'll force the mark of the beast on us. So I have no confidence as to he will sell us out. And one day he was asked about you know, his Christian bona fides, and he basically wanted to, he basically went with that he doesn't play religion. I'm thinking, gee, these people, these little groups, leftist groups, they're religious. They play their leftist games all the time, and they're a little religious cult of their own, and he wouldn't stand up to them. So to me, he's just another gutless person that calls him a Christian, but he's not really a Christian.
I follow him on Twitter. He's an idiot.
yeah, absolutely. And, Sky News, local Fox News will give him shade and a bit of propaganda, but, I'm pretty much know he's very much associated with Hillsong, which is a Christian cult that has chapters in America. And like Bethel Church, they really don't. Their worship songs are a little, dodgy, let's say. And one last thing, in Minneapolis, a couple of years ago, there was a black police officer who came from Sudan originally. His name was Muhammad Noor, and he gunned down an Australian woman that called the cops there. I think she was only in her 90s or something. And after a court case, they charged him and he went to prison, I believe. And so that was a big thing on Australian news. She was about to marry a local in Minneapolis. And the Minneapolis people have, our police department said they have dealt with some things like that, but they certainly haven't dealt with this George Soros cult. And it's about time some of these politicians got a spine, because we need to tell the politicians we're not going to vote for you if you're playing games with us. And there's a lot of games happening, as you have just indicated, with these political games have been going on with fake news and everything else. So there's really not much more to say than that, other than just to chime in and add to the whole vaccine thing. But certainly Morrison's a very, obviously he's being paid off or something like that with the vaccine thing. Yeah, well, amongst other things, yeah, obviously. But he's just a fake Christian, as far as I'm concerned. And I have no confidence in him. And the other side would be worse, because, he's ostensibly a Republican, if we use American terms, and the other guys are probably worse than him. So we are, so to speak, between the devil and the deep blue sea when it comes to Australian federal politics. But, yes, they do have laboratories where people, they feel confident they'll be one of the first to bring the vaccine out for other places. So there's probably some truth in what you were saying before with that, yes.
All right, Cam. Well, hey, appreciate it. Yeah, I was going to say real fast here. I watch him as he plays lock stock to what the United States says, especially towards China and stuff, ramping up tensions towards China. It's like, don't they realize that with all these, like in America, 50 million burger flippers, I call them, are out of work like that, and then the U.S. wants to lower its inscription age to 16, which, remember, assault rifles are bad at home, especially you see what they did down there in the mosque down there, and instantly they go after the guns and stuff. But the point is, though, but they're okay in the hands of a 16-year-old if he's in the military. Go ahead, Steve.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. I've always asked the question of people saying, why are things the way they are? We've pointed out that George Soros and Obama, when they first came on with the Christopher Steele dossier, what was going on here, it was quite obvious what was going on behind the scenes, that this thing had been manufactured to take Donald Trump down. It was actually done prior to it was somewhere in the middle of the campaign theorized, just in case we need a backup plan. We need something to fall back on just in case. Not that he's going to win, because they thought they had this thing locked up with the fraud they had planned, with the voting fraud with Hillary Clinton, so which would definitely benefit her. But it just was a good backup plan. Well, the question has been out there many times before is, why is George Soros still around? I keep hearing this. Why is George Soros still allowed to do what he's doing? Obama clearly, both these people are clearly guilty of sedition, trying to undermine a legitimate government, trying to unseat a legally voted in president of the United States, and yet nothing is done. But then we go back to the FBI. We saw Peter Strzok. We saw Lisa Page. We saw all this going on, this collusion. Actually, this was a collusion. This was conspiracy to take out Donald Trump. And yet nothing happened. We found out that our FBI is rogue. A good portion of the FBI is rogue. Yet nothing has changed. Donald Trump has not replaced people in the FBI. He hasn't dismantled it and said, well, reformulate and bring back an honest and honorable FBI. It just stays the way it is, and we continue on.
And well, one thing's for
you
sure,
you got to ask
Steve.
Yourself, when you have the power to do so, Donald Trump could change things and really go after, as he said, deep state, deep state. That was his campaign promise to us all. The deep state exists. We have voter fraud. I'm going to fix it all. Somewhere along the way, there was no more swamp. Talk of the swamp, and you're allowed to continue on with these attacks on me, and I'm not going to take you down.
Yeah, well, one Pretty thing odd. For sure, Steve, one thing for sure is that something has happened. For 4 years, Donald Trump hasn't done anything for America here, and that was the main purpose of it. But anyway, well, let's get to the phone calls here. Chris in Vegas, go ahead.
Sure.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. And
yeah, good evening.
This morning on another program that I did recently, we had an audio tape, right? Maybe it was a video from YouTube. It might have been a Nancy Morgan from L.A. And apparently, on close examination of this so-called prayer kneeling to Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they were wearing patches on their wardrobes from Central Casting. From the Big Red One, from the 1st Cav, 1st Infantry. And it appears they, in the land of Holy Hoaxwood, as the case may be, they may have been Central Casting or maybe Crowds on Demand or perhaps Antifa Black Lives Matter actors posing as National Guard or a military man in another false flag simulated event. Very close to maybe what happened with the George Floyd incident from what closer examination suggests.
Well, you know, you bring up a question there. It's like, who gave the cops the orders to go ahead and brick and smash their own car windows?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's kind of common sense, isn't it?
I mean, when you watch that on video of cops smashing bricks into their own cars and stuff, isn't that a crime?
Yeah.
Destruction of public property? Or maybe it's private property. Poses as public property.
Either way. I mean, don't people see what's going on? Anyway, you got anything else for us, Chris, you know, there? Because we got to cut.
Well, it's certainly not without past experience that some people will actually hit themselves in the face or smash themselves on something hard to do damage and blame the victim, like their spouse or significant other. So we got to watch these things very close and always be very suspicious of everything unless you know the facts. Check your facts and watch your back. Thanks very
much,
guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thanks, Chris. We'll pick up Dustin in New Jersey there, too, okay? Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, go for it.
Am I the most hated person on YouTube? hey, guys.
Don't tase me, bro.
Not. You need to work harder if that's your goal.
Well, all the comments are disabled. I want to see if people hate me. You know, isn't that my right?
It's your right.
Well, I mean,
Dustin, don't feel bad. I can put a comment on and go back and check it within a minute, and it's gone. So, you know.
Well, I'm happy to report I got no nasty emails from last night's broadcast.
I got two good ones.
You guys are doing a great job, man. I like you guys. You guys should do once or twice a week with Mike Rivera. Do you ever think about that, doing like a show with with maybe all you guys? I wish Mike would do 3 hours, because there's probably people who can't get in touch with him because they're out working.
Actually, you know? I think Mike is very happy to be doing 2 hours now.
Yeah.
I think
3 hours a day, Dustin, it takes a lot out of you for all the show prep, trying to get all the talking points off. You guys don't really realize how much goes into all these shows every single day. There's a lot of work behind the scenes and maintenance on the website, getting all of the stories posted. It's very, very demanding. Yeah. So that's a tall order, brother.
Well,
Yeah.
Well, what about you guys doing the third hour and mix it up a little? I'm not always going to be available.
I'm just lucky right now. I finished my contract and I've got a little time off now. I'm not always going to be available. My Sunday I am, but that's it.
And I have dogs to snuggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm usually having dinner about the time the third hour is rolling around. Hey, we'll get in here and contribute as much as we can, though. We appreciate your kind words, though.
No, I'm going to talk about, hey, do you guys see that the Department of Justice has hired Blackwater Academy XE to have basically mercenaries patrolling the streets? Did you see that?
Yeah.
The video?
I did see that, yeah.
No tags, no names. That's mercenaries, guys. That's contractors. That's what they use, the State Department uses. Silver Corps.
Yeah. Dustin, I noticed that Ryan had stuck up a video there that showed that Antifa had been torching a house that had children in it. And also, they're not just active here. They're active over in Greece, too, by burning buildings and stuff. So this is moving to something that a lot of people don't really look at,
Maybe the virus was the first wave. This is the second wave. And you're also going to have a third wave, maybe a fourth wave.
Well, there's going to be a third, no doubt about it. There's going to be a third, I guarantee.
Hey, guys, where's the video footage of the bricks being brought there? Have you guys seen any video footage of actually?
There was a Dustin, if you search for it, there's a torrent out there that has a collection of videos. It was 3-point-some-odd gig of where they'd put it into a massive torrent. So. People aren't dumb. They're storing this stuff.
And I
well, you know, I've always found it's kind of weird is that we're living in a high-tech society. Where are the drones? Where are the police drones patrolling the city with police drones to find out the location of people dropping bricks off and bringing
the
resources
recognition,
for the riots?
And the facial recognition.
Because they already know
where
it's
all
coming
technology
from.
We have?
They're in Saddam Hussein's secret bases. Remember, they're a size of like a video game controller. Remember that? His drones, when they opened up the hangar, it was like slightly bigger than a DVD. That was a drone that was going to spray everybody, remember, with chemical weapons during the Iraq War? You guys remember that?
Right.
The little drone? They said Saddam had drones, remember? But I'm going to leave you guys with this, okay? Now think about this for a second. Why didn't Trump do any press conferences at night with like a daily, like a... like an emergency briefing. Why is Mattis and all these people coming out and Esper? Esper, wasn't he like the CEO of like Lockheed Martin or Boeing? Like, where is everybody? Where's the leadership? Like, where the hell is everybody? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Yep. They're just letting it happen. It just...
Yep. All right, hey, Dustin, we got to cut you... Yeah, Dustin, we got to get you out of here. We've got four more callers, okay? So, Mark, thank you, Dustin. Yeah, Mark in Philly, you want to grab in there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're on, Mark.
Okay. So I have several things to share. By the way, Steve, I very much respect that you're doing your best to be a part of the medical care system and hold to a high standard. I appreciate that about you. I know there are many in the healthcare system that are trying to do that, but it's not about the individual; it's about the system. And so, I'm about to share some things with you. But before I go there, I just want to let you know I'm kind of on the front edge of things here. This Philadelphia is a different world. Philadelphia is a different world. Philadelphia's been around a long time. It was almost the capital of our nation. It's extremely corrupt and has been from pretty early on. Very, very corrupt. Okay. Anyway, I am a veteran.
Our break
is
coming up.
You guys just...
Mark. Okay. Hey, Mark, our break is coming up here. So, yeah, we'll hold John over there, okay? Anyway, stay tuned here. This is Keith Rogers with Steve Elkins and David, and we'll be right back here on What Really Happened.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And we're back. This is, I was going to say, off the beaten path. I'm so used to saying that. What really happened? Sitting in for a little bit with Steve, with Dave and Keith. I wanted to answer a question from Dustin here. He was talking about, you know, what's going on here. This is so unreal, but it is definitely so scripted. And Dave is our tech guy here. He is very tech savvy, very smart. And he mentioned the facial recognition. We have so much technology out there that we're not using, which is amazing. So I just made a little list here I wanted to bring up. We have the drone technology, which was designed for weapons for war. Actually, it's got all kinds of capabilities for weaponry and for recording. And we got the facial recognition, and we got cameras all over the city. Everywhere you look, cameras to film, to take video, to come back, and we can recognize who's doing the damage. But one item that I just remembered that we have, it was created for actually and used, deployed in Iraq, I believe. It was the ADS system, the active denial system, which is essentially a big giant radar dish, kind of a microwave radar dish, which actually was created for crowd control. It was one of the things they created it for, but they also thought they'd use it against the enemy to push them back beyond enemy lines here, to push them back. Here we have a great opportunity to use all this technology that we've, by the way, your tax dollars are paying for. We have all this technology to stop it, and yet we are not trying to stop it at all, which means if you're not trying to stop it, that means you want it. That's the way I look at it, because we have the technology to stop all this, and we're not. The ADS system should be in place. It should be right there. And if it gets out of control, you simply flip the switch on this thing and push people back. They heat up, they stop, and we're not using the technology. It's like I said, if you don't want to stop it, you're not using the technology, then to stop it, then you must want it. Yeah. They want this thing to go where it's going. Because, again, we talked about the control issue here. What happens in fear is that people give their powers, their freedoms, their rights away in order for a little bit of security. The government grows stronger and gets more power, control over the people here. And that's what we have. We have a clear case of a tyrannical government here, growing leaps and bounds by using more fear campaigns. And this is not over. Dustin is correct. There is a third and possibly a fourth before the elections come. I guarantee you they're not done destroying the economy. They're not done grabbing more power for themselves. They're not done looting this nation of its wealth. And when they're all said and done, when it's all over, there will be no middle class anymore. Middle class will be gone. I'm done.
Okay. Cool.
Continue awesome. With your caller.
Okay, get back to the callers here. We got next up. Well, we still got Mark, though, don't we?
Yeah.
Mark and Philly.
Yeah, still got Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you, Mark.
Okay. So what I wanted to share is that it seems like most people now are reacting out of the appearance of things. And for the longest time, the media and the cultural Marxists behind what's coming at us, and it's been coming at us for quite a long time, have got people in their head, and it's kind of like Chinese ping pong in their head, bouncing back and forth, and they can't really figure things out. Mm-hmm. That's on purpose. So, and many people have become comfortably numb, and they think that, you know, there's a choice here. Some people chase after money, and some people chase after truth. Now, they think that the chasing after the money is going to solve their problems, and it might solve a few in the short term. But in the long term, these other recurrent problems keep coming back and back and back. So in honor and respect of my ancestors, I seek the truth. And 2 years ago, by the way, I got the hint that it doesn't matter who wins the election, because the evildoers that are behind this stuff, the evil power doers or no good doers, they're coming at us, and we are going to be in a major confrontation. So, and we good people have kept moving the line in the sand, you know, giving in. At what point do we stop and say, not no, but hell no, no more moving the line in the sand, and that's it? So the military industrial complex, people are aware of that, but we have a medical industrial complex. And it is systemic. So the thing is, in honor of my ancestors and our ancestors, is to go to the root. Where did the current medical care system come from? It came from Rockefeller, who, by the way, his father was a snake oil salesman in the 1800s. And John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men in our history, in the world history, he really liked that. So he's the one that established the early days of the FDA, which later became the FDA, and he also bought up all the medical schools, and he closed half of them, and he set forth a curriculum which was pathology, which, by the way, is the study of death. I'm just boiling it down here. I know you've studied these kinds of things, Stephen, because you have to in the medical care system that we have, but it seems to me that it's the study of death. It's not the study of health, but in the other part of it, it's slow death. So, and the remedy for that, according to the current health medical care system, is a drug. The largest health care provider in the United States is the Veterans health care system.
Yeah, it is.
And
hey, Mark, I need to move on here. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We'll come right back. This is What Really Happened, Steve. I am at the mic here, and I've got Gabe, and I've got Keith with me. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And we return. This is What Really Happened. Dave, you had some comments you wanted to make before we get on to our next caller. What was your comment?
Well, I think Keith actually had some breaking news for us Israel bombing Syria, and I think that'd be kind of important. So Keith, what was it that you were saying about that?
Well, remember, Netanyahu's in a plight over there. They had those massive demonstrations where everyone was socially distancing 6 feet apart and everything like that. His administration, you want to call it that, is going down there. And, of course, Bibi needs a massive distraction, same thing. And so the Israeli Air Force is over there bombing Syria right now.
Interesting.
It just a sovereign country.
Yeah, it just never stops. They're going to start a full-on conflict, and they'll expect the United States to come to their rescue after they get a black eye. Great.
Right.
Just what we need. Hey, we're funding all this. Our tax dollars are what's funding all this stuff.
Yeah, another story is about these dangerous nanoparticles that are contaminating many existing vaccines there. Okay. And will that be in the COVID vaccine? So anyway, we need to get these calls here. So Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go back to the calls. Chance in West Virginia, you're on. Chance, are you there? We lost Chance.
No, this is.
All right, let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred in Michigan.
Wolverine,
you're on.
Fred here.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, so Fauci on 12 May, in response to Senator MIDI boy Triple X Romney regarding a forthcoming effective vaccine. Did you all hear that declaration by Fauci by any chance?
No,
it's on
I
the
did
12th
not.
Of May. Heard it on Chris's Road Warrior Radio. So Fauci's immediate response was based on the extraordinary immune function response in the bodies of the presenting corona COVID positive patients, or, well, they weren't positive at that point, but flu-like, right? He said, based on that extraordinary performance in combating, clearing the virus invasion, he said, next word, conceptually, we think we should have an effective vaccine that will replicate the body's immune function response. So he initially admitted and corroborated there is absolutely no need for a vaccine.
Right.
Just it's as not. The Bakersfield, KERO23ABC.com press conference proves by those doctors there identifying the spontaneous innate immune function response, IgG, IgM. And then you have Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., citing the evidentiary proof via, let's see, he had legal action against the CDC. By the way, Fauci, via CDC, has been funding the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion in Wuhan. Just like Gates gave a $79, $80 million reward endowment to Imperial College on the very day Niels Ferguson engaged in its theoretic hyperdimensional speculative data download regarding KIAs in the UK and over here, which all subsequently proved to be totally fallacious. Then you have the sheriff, Mojave County Sheriff Doug Shuler, and I am absolutely dismayed no one has reached out to him to interview him. This is a guy who said the recommendations from Mr. Fauci are just baseless pseudo-scientific recommendations, which then are transferred into executive orders, which are equally fraudulent, fallacious. Therefore, I'm not going to criminalize my fellow citizens by enforcing this garbage. And then I brought up to you all that all you got to do is connect with your state senators, state reps, and demand the Legislative Act mandate that compels compliance by business owners. That's a contract, isn't it? A business license is a contract. So
yeah, it is. Well, it's actually asking for permission for it. It's asking for permission.
It doesn't matter. It's a contract.
What it is.
It's a contract, period. Driver's license is a contract. An adhesion contract, unrevealed. Okay, so let's all see what is delivered relative to proving that there is a Legislative Act mandate compelling compliance to executive orders, because it would have to be precisely elucidated. And according to Sheriff Doug Shuler, none such mandate exists. So this blind faith obedience is absolute hogwash. It's Talmudic Kabbalah hogwash. Induced.
Hey, Fred, I got a bunch of calls stacking up on here. I appreciate your call. I do need to move on, though. We're going to go back to the phones here. And Bobby in Florida, you're on the show.
Hey, you guys, can you hear me?
Yep, hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Let me turn my
Okay, yeah, man, I love you, Keith. I love listening to your show. You talk about what went on in the 80s down there with the School of Americas. I knew that stuff when I was in my 20s. People don't even know that. People, the American
Wait till
people
Sunday
are just
show.
White for picking. We're a bunch of idiots. I'm not. But, I mean, nobody knows. I don't know. I know you guys got a lot of calls coming in. But listen, here's my analysis of it all. For one thing, I would go in there with a Huey. I've seen these videos of people being beat to death, black people and white people, beat people to death with bricks. Why hasn't the National Guard went in there and cleaned that mess up? I don't understand. They're not letting, they don't want it to be cleaned up. What you have That's is right. Bolsheviks, what you have is the Red Terror going on here. On one side, I was worried 2 weeks ago about coming around here and giving me a vaccination shot that I don't want. Now I got to worry about people, you know, coming in my yard or whatever, or looting my neighborhood. What's not going on here? I live right down the road from me there, Steve. I'm in Zephyr Hills. That's a little town here in Florida. You mentioned
yeah.
water and all. But,
you guys have a spring,
that's the way
spring
I see
there.
It is. You've got,
Zephyr Hills Springs.
You've right. got the Bolsheviks on the left, and you've got the Zionists on the right. And together, it's the uh-huh. same thing that happened 100 years ago. I done said my piece, you guys.
Okay. Appreciate that. Got to go back to the phones here. Mark in Georgia, you're on the show.
Well, I hope Rivera's okay, right?
Oh, that's yeah. He's just recuperating.
Oh, yeah. He's just getting some nuts-needed rest and yep. Getting a few things. Well, no, he's
good.
Fine.
Well, I was just thinking of this other Rivera. You know, they ultimately found Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. They were in Al Capone's vaults.
Yeah. So Geraldo found them. Great.
And Geraldo
yeah,
Rivera gets
Geraldo,
credit for it, right?
Geraldo Rivera, not our Rivera.
I remember that
quite
well.
What can you tell me about pleurisis? Because I was reading this 19-year-old young woman who was required by her employer to wear masks like 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. You got to. It's corporate policy. And then when she gets sick from pleurisis, if I'm pronouncing it correctly?
Pleurisy.
It's an inflammation of the pleural membranes, correct?
Yeah, pleurisy, yeah.
The thing is, it's like they're telling us that these masks actually protect us when they can actually make you sick if you use them too much, right?
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because let me give you a little information and let you go back on it. Is that if you think about it, a lot of these things are actually, I've mentioned that an N95 actually filters out 95% of the particulate. Your surgical mask, which is odd, should do much better or equal that of the 95. It actually gives you around 65 to 67%. Now, these people walking around with the bandanas, I laugh at them because you're getting around 4 or 5% with a single layer of a bandana. That's all you're getting for protection-wise. But I did a little research here, and I started thinking about it, that when you're exhaling, now people who wear masks over and over for a period of time, my wife came home and started saying she's getting headaches. And I said, how long are you wearing the mask? Well, a good six to 8 hours. I said, well, I just figured it out here. What's actually happening here is that you're not clearly expelling all the CO2. It's a portion of it is actually coming back at you. So every time you blow out, you blow some CO2 through your mask, but you retain some and bring it back in. And what you do is you accumulate a higher CO2 over time. 6 to 8 hours, you're going to accumulate more CO2. You're going to bring on vasodilation. You're going to bring on some headaches. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Plus, you got to remember, with each respiration, you're blowing out fluid here. Your mask is going to get wet. And what does bacteria like? A nice, warm,
moisture,
wet environment. Perfect to culture. Yes.
And that's just like a pair of shorts and a pair of Levi jeans will stop a fart from killing your neighbor sitting next to you.
Yeah,
we needed that. We needed that, Keith.
Wow.
I'm just concerned.
My week is complete.
Well, like I put in the chat there, you know, do you know a face cloth mask, a mask can double as a condom and be just as effective? I mean, these guys are idiots, you know.
Yeah.
They're brainwashed. They ought to know better. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, there's this lady when I went to pick up my prescription glasses. Well, I don't want to discuss it. I said, look, if you get sick, I said, you're willfully ignorant. I'm calling the police. I'm like, oh, really? Look, you get sick, it's on you. because those things are not protecting you, and they're going to cause you to get sick if you keep wearing them all day, every day, day in, day out. You're going to get sick from wearing these things.
Right.
You're and exactly she took it as though, you know, that I'm the one being hostile. It's like, no, you don't want to have a conversation. I just want to say one little thing to you, and that's it. You know, you're going to get sick from wearing these things, and that's your own problem. And, you know, I'm sorry you can't even be civil about this, you know, but that's the thing is I see all these brainwashed people and I feel sorry for people at Walmart or other places where they tell them they have to. But I think one remedy is wear the face mask over your mouth, but leave your nose where you can breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Yeah. And then you're not doing as much damage as you would otherwise. Right.
That's true, too, but that defeats the purpose of the whole mask. By the way, they're not called masks anymore. They're calling facial coverings. That's the new PC term for the people, correct?
Good.
They're facial coverings. They're not masks.
Fear-mongering. And after all this fear-mongering about Muslims and their hijabs and all like that, and I'm like, well, you don't have a problem with nuns doing the same thing now, do you? It's like, so it's all a question
of cultural
context.
This guy I had an altercation with over the weekend. He didn't want to debate it. He didn't want to talk about it. He was right. I was wrong. You should wear your mask. You should be a good little citizen and put your mask on because you're infecting everybody. And when I started to make my comments, he came back and says, I'm not going to talk about it. It's politics. He said, I'm not going to get political. That's the term he said. I'm not going to get political. I said, this is politics.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about this. This is politics. Your government telling you. And you complying without asking any questions. This is political.
Yeah,
he didn't want to argue anymore.
Yeah, they could have the baseball games where they were selling tickets to the stadium is optional, depending on which state you're in. Mm-hmm. But they're shutting this down, you know, and I think that's really affecting the psyche too, because I'm, you know, Six Flags here in Georgia, both the water park and the regular amusement park, they're both shut down because the government said so. And I'm like, this is insane. When are you going to open? Well, we haven't gotten permission from the state yet.
In a free country, you need
permission,
right?
You know, the governor himself can declare. The governor doesn't have to listen. He can say, no, this is not law. You may give a strong suggestion, but the governor can say, we're going to open up. We're going full forward. We're going forward with this. We're done with this nonsense.
Yeah. We need
and
to
they refuse to do
going
so.
Going to Kemp. We need to get our petition going to our governor saying this nonsense of, you know, I think the MLB and other sports should say, look, go on ahead and start with the baseball games. Whether or not any state or city wants to sell tickets or, you know, allows or bans people buying tickets to go to the stadium, that's up to you. But let's go on ahead with the baseball games because this thing has really gotten way out of hand, right?
Yeah, just find out if he's up for re-election, and that's where you start.
There you go.
Yeah, well, the thing is that you know as well as I do the game is rigged, right?
Yeah.
It is rigged.
Okay, well, God bless, man. I look forward to chatting with you in the future, okay? Thank you.
All right, best to you.
Thanks.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's go back to the phone here in Colorado. I guess I'm going to say this right. Bubba Scout Trib, Colorado, you're on there.
This is Bubba Scout Rep. We've been calling all over America because we're all over the Internet, the only team in history to get around the Justice Department. And we're at the Joint Chiefs for Immediate Action under U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076. Eradication of the virus, the lockdown, the stupid, Muji Haji PD Guinea, we call them, the local 911 system. That's who's causing all these phony riots. And we got to the top levels of the Joint Chiefs. They can call their number, the man we do our job. But there's this Ground Zero program that starts at 1 a.m. Central Time. You don't even have to listen to it. You can dial in and just keep saying Bubba Scout Rep, 13-letter call sign. They know what this is all about at the top level. It's run by Special Operations at 877-733-1011. 877-733-1011. 1011. But the 733, and you all know that's a toll-free number. And you call them, and you say, both gal rep, this thing's going to go. No more virus. No more riots. We're after, under this law, when the governor said to his constituents, you know, effectively drop dead code and another rot thing, then you can bring in troops to get rid of their entire 911 system and hang the governor. That's what we want done. And we mean it. We got total evidence through the U.S. with a monster created by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. And you just keep talking this up. It'll go everywhere. Aren't you wondering how something goes viral? The enemy broadcaster keeps showing it to you. This is viral. We're all over the internet.
Bubba Scout, letters. Hey, thank you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We got a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. And
we're back. We're in that last little stretch here before we close out the show here. There will be a special guest host for John Stadmiller tonight. He is taking another day off. Eric Schrein will be taking over for John Stadmiller tonight. Is it Shine? Shine, sorry. Shine will be taking over for John Stadler tonight, and maybe he'll be back in the chair on Friday. Dave, I'm going to throw this to you. Any last comments here, or Keith, any last comments from you guys?
Yeah, well, I've got a last comment here. We need to get all the small money together, and we need to support Republic Broadcasting Network to keep us on the air. You can donate by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can also call 800-724-2719, extension 3. And extension 1 is available from 1 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And you can also send donations to the station or the network by sending cash, check, money order, gold, silver, whatever, to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Very important for us to get together to be able to support this media, because we are the bastion of truth out there on the internet and across the airwaves, because the corporate media that is well funded is being paid to lie to you and to basically herd you into some very destructive stuff here. Fan up the race riots and all this stuff, divide, fight each other, that kind of stuff. We're trying to counter all this stuff, and we got our work cut out for us, and we can certainly use the support. And Steve coined a really good phrase out there: keep RBN alive, tell five. So tell five people about RBN and have them tell five people, and let's build this audience. Let's get as many people here as possible. We've got a really great audience. We don't need to wake you guys up. You're really very well aware of what's going on. So let's get some new folks out here and start waking them up.
Sounds and good. I have one more thing here for you guys. We played Gregory Manorino's video yesterday, and you know, the dismal report of almost 2 million more being added to the unemployment line. And, of course, they keep saying, well, unemployment is falling. Okay, so it's not as drastic as having 10 million laid off at once. But, you know, when I look at politicians and how they try to run things, Donald Trump early this morning had tweeted out, he said, I feel more and more confident that our economy is in the early stages of coming back very strong. Not everyone agrees with me, but I have little doubt. Watch for September, October, November. Next year will be one of the best ever, and look at the stock market now. In lieu of that, think of the Federal Reserve. They're buying up everything, even these junk stocks. And this is what's keeping the system going, as well as keeping the oil market going, what the U.S. depends on for its petrodollar. So it's all an illusion. And to me, it's just a big stall. And, of course, September, October, November, well, we're preceding the voting. So
that's right.
It's a constant delay. And I worry about the way things are going, especially not only for myself, but for my daughter, my grandkids, sure, and also for you out there. Because if you haven't prepared for something in the future, you should now, because it's an illusion.
I agree. You know, we should talk about next week the coming Cold War with China, because that is going to further destroy our economy. Let's see if we can talk about that next week.
And we're
thanks for tuning
time.
In for
hey.
What really happened. We'll be back again next week, I think, and we'll sit
and
down
think,
the round table and
Ryan
do it all over
Dawson,
again.
Ryan Dawson's going to be covering it tomorrow, I think. So tune in and check that out. He's a real good host as well. We'll catch you guys next week. Stay safe. Stay free.
And check our shows this weekend.
Travels. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, check our shows this weekend.
Yeah, Off the Beaten Path and Perception Management. Another good shows. Stay safe, everybody.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.